Shannon Stewart had always dreamed of opening a store. She wasn't sure she could actually pull it off, but after saving a lot of money, in June of 2019, she opened her shop, The Vintage Arizona, in Sunnyslope, near where she grew up. Less than a year later, she was forced to temporarily close because of the pandemic. But despite masks and distancing requirements, she's figured out ways to connect with her customers and the items she's selling. Stewart joins me to talk more about all of this. And Shannon, first off, why vintage? What about older things and other people's older things appeals to you?
Well, my dad has always, he's always been a picker and yard saler and loves a thrift store. And I always enjoyed going with him. And I just, my own personal aesthetic is definitely very vintage. I love the aspect of the sustainability of secondhand and even third hand. And then to go even further into it, I really love the energy that comes off of pre-owned goods.
What do you mean by the energy of pre-owned goods?
Well, I mean, not everybody's going to believe in this, but I do believe that everything is energy. And people who owned items tend to imprint their energy into those items. Maybe that sounds a little crazy, but I feel kind of in tune with those things. And I get a lot of goods from estate sales and can really feel that person who lived that life and loved their items. And it's my pleasure to get them to somebody who's going to love them maybe even more than that person did.
It's almost like you're a matchmaker of sorts, like trying to find the right person for the right thing.
That's true. When I first started the store, I mean, I just thought, oh, I'll just, you know, sell. My dad has garages full of stuff. So I thought, okay, we'll kind of pare that down. And, you know, my mom can kind of, you know, not be so overwhelmed with things. And then it just transformed into this, like, I now shop for specific customers, and it just turned into this thing that's, it's more than just selling vintage, if that makes sense.
So are you saying that, like, if you go to an estate sale or something, you might have a customer of yours and you will see something and you'll buy it from the estate sale because you're hoping that the customer will come in and take it from you?
Yes, I do it all the time. And most of the time I'm correct. Most of the time I'll post it on my social media, and that person will say, "Oh, I want that." Yeah. That's been an interesting kind of part of this shop.
How do you try to research some of the items and find out who owned them and what the stories are behind them?
Some of the things I'm unable to do that with, but I really enjoy taking it even a step further. On my social media, I've been turning in a lot of items. When I post them, I turn it into sort of a history lesson. And I just started doing that this year, and it's been really well received because I like knowing kind of the branding behind the items. I try to research every single item that comes my way just so I know how to adequately price it and, yeah, just how to get it to the correct people.
Well, have you found that since so many of us are spending so much more time in our homes now that we're thinking more about the kinds of things which surround us in our homes? And maybe people are thinking about what their parents or their grandparents or their great-grandparents had in their homes, and people are looking for things like that?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. I was not sure what my customer base was going to be when we started. I have literally a little bit of everything in here. I have stuff for men. I have stuff for women. I have stuff for children. And I just thought, well, we'll throw everything we have at it. But I'm finding that my customer base is people in their 20s and 30s who have, you know, maybe gotten their first apartment or their first home, and they're looking to fill that with things that feel very special. And so I try really hard to make sure that their experience when they're shopping in here is one that they will not only love the item, but they get to remember that they had a very nice experience purchasing that item.
So you are obviously a small business owner. How has it been for you during this pandemic?
It, at the beginning of it, when I had to close my shop, it was honestly terrifying. I woke up, I had to close April 1st of last year, and I got very, very lucky in the building that I chose to host my business. And my landlord, he called me and he said, if you can't pay your rent this month, it's okay. And at that point, I took a couple of days and I regrouped and I just hit my social media. I posted all kinds of photos around the shop every day. And luckily I had had a good enough, I'd built a nice following and a lot of regular customers. So they were circling items on Instagram and going, total me up. And so they were paying, I still have stuff on hold from that time actually, but they were, they were coming to, you know, they really came to help small businesses during that time. And it was a hustle. It was a lot more work than it normally is, but it was fine. I was able to make all my bills through that entire time. And I mean, we're still going through it, but now I'm trying to regroup and trying to figure out other ways that just in case I have to quarantine, I can, you know, I can still get everything, the goods to the people.
Well, it sounds like you almost by default became an online retailer.
Yes, correct. And we're trying to build that as well. My mom is putting together a website for the shop. So we will have a proper online store. Instagram, it really was our saving grace through all of this and continues to be. And I thoroughly enjoy the photography of it and the social aspect of it, considering, you know, we shouldn't really be gathering with each other, but I'm able to connect and bond with people through that platform. And it's just been an incredible experience. I'm so grateful for social media.
Shannon Stewart is the owner of the Vintage Arizona in Sunny Slope.